WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Let's talk to Tyler from Crowfield. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming here. I'm kind of curious how it is that you're here. I know your home base is in Charleston, South Carolina, so you're in the middle of a tour?
Yeah, well, we went back up to Indiana. A couple of us are from Indiana originally. We moved to Charleston a few years ago. So we went up to Indiana for a couple shows in our hometowns and then just kind of wanted to make our way back to Charleston and hit some of the radio stations that we've met and are real nice to us. So stop in and say hello, play some songs.
Oh, well, great. Well, I hope you're going to visit our friends in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Are you gonna?
Oh, yeah. And also trying to think some other people. And you're going to go to the Outer Banks as well?
Yeah, Juan Chassi or something, kind of city we can't pronounce, but we'll be there.
Okay, because I remember it seemed to be southern stations that seemed to really enjoy your showcase when we saw you out in San Diego. Yeah. We were all sitting together going, yeah, this is great, this is great. So tell us a little bit, now, if you're originally from Indiana, how did you find your way to Charleston?
Well, we graduated college and kind of wanted to move somewhere warmer and really just kind of picked a place on the map. We hadn't really been there much. We visited once outside of Charleston in Hilton Head and kind of knew we liked the area, but Hilton Head really wasn't the place for us. It's kind of an older community, I guess. And we wanted to just kind of explore somewhere new. So we picked Charleston, packed up, you know, soon after we got out of college and just kind of drove down there. We didn't have any gigs lined up or anything. Had about $800 and just kind of went with it and found kind of a weekly gig right when we got down there, and that supported us for a little while and just kept picking up more and more. So,
well, I remember talking to Johnny about the fact that he kind of found you and your partner kind of playing covers in a bar.
Yeah, we didn't know what we were doing when we got down there. We just needed to make some money. And so we were doing like 5 or 6 nights a week, just, you know, doing the cover gigs, playing for like 3 or 4 hours a night. And then we met Johnny, our manager, and kind of got out of that habit and really decided, okay, we're going to be extremely broke for a while and just play our stuff now and see how that goes. And it's been a good decision. I don't know what took us so long to come around.
Well, I'm glad that he found you and kind of encouraged you to kind of do your own music, because yeah. I like your songwriting and I like your singing. So how about if we get a taste right here? We'll have more conversation with you in just a minute. But okay. Have you give us a...
This one's Jesus in My Pocket.
There's an angel in my headlights, an angel right behind. Driving 90 out of Memphis, chasing this lifeline and days. An angel in my footsteps, footfall in the air. I couldn't mess up if I tried with all the people who care. So blame don't break me down these days. I got a Jesus in my pocket, blue eyes in a better way. It helps remind me faith is a power thing. I got a Jesus in my pocket. When it's more than I can take, baby, I can take it. There's more to give than a nickel and a dime. The worst thing you can lose is a minute of your time. So breathe deep, run fast and grow your hair. Find our place in the sun, love that you can share. So pain don't break me down these days. I got a Jesus in my pocket, blue eyes in a better way. It helps remind me faith is a powerful thing. I got a Jesus in my pocket. More than I can take, baby, I can take it. Boys are on that corner shooting BBs at the birds. And that little girl asks Mama if kissing is a dirty word, and she'll say, oh, no, no, just Don't tell your father, love is a beautiful thing. We all need it like water. Need it like water. So pain don't break me down these days. I got a Jesus in my pocket, blue eyes in a better way. It helps remind me faith is a bad thing. Gives you more resources to live than die in a day. Than die in a day. Oh, than die in a day. Than die in a day.
WNRN. Tyler from Crowfield is in the WNRN studios this morning. And we get this privilege because we've been playing Crowfield for a while here at WNRN. Matter of fact, I took the wrapper off of your album, and I was listening to it in the San Diego airport on my way out of town. And by the time I came back here, I was like, I got to play this. And there's a lot of really good songs on this album. You and your friends already a band by the time you got to Charleston, or
It was Joe, the piano player, and I, and we'd met in college and really only played a handful of gigs while we were there, and kind of had this idea kind of later on, and decided, well, us pursuing it would be kind of starting in Charleston, and kind of we had to learn everything. We had to learn how to get used to playing in front of a crowd and learning new songs and dealing with, you know, the wild drunks in the bars and
the hecklers and stuff.
Yeah, and then getting used to, you know, kind of finding what kind of songs you wanted to write and getting used to trying to perform those live. And so we really learned it all once we got down there. And after Joe and I had been playing for a while, we picked up some other musicians and played with a ton of people since we've been down there, and kind of settled in to who we're playing with now.
Right, and then were those people the people that ended up helping you create the album, or did you find people to help you make the album?
We found, we'd been playing with a couple people off and on before the album, but when we went into the studio, it was Joe and I with these songs, and a lot of them we hadn't even played out live yet, but we had the songs and we were ready to make the album, and we did it, and we just found some great, great players from the Atlanta area to go in and record with us. They were kind of friends of friends and knew the people, like the producer and stuff that we were recording with. And once we had these tracks laid down, we needed to find some people that could perform them live. And that was kind of a challenge because they played some great parts on the album. But we found Parker Gins in Charleston. He was doing some session work and playing around town, and he plays the drums with us now and have been playing with a couple different guitar players and bass players since then, so...
Well, I think the thing that was really kind of endearing about seeing you out in San Diego, not only, of course, the music itself, but also one of the DJs from Charleston getting up and talking about how much they really liked you.
Yeah.
But then talking to Johnny later, found out that, you know, you're not only playing on, like, the rock station and the country station and the AC station, and it seemed like cross-the-board support. And I'm even in Charlottesville, there's probably only one artist in this town that probably gets across the board support. That,
yeah.
His name is Dave Matthews.
it's a nice comparison.
You know, but it's just kind of interesting to see how, you know, this town kind of, took to arms, you know, supporting you. And
yeah,
then
you're really lucky. Yeah.
So it's, and that kind of talks a bit about also the production and the kinds of songs you're writing too, because it wasn't that one particular song was being played across all formats, that each one kind of found their own song.
Yeah. And it was kind of one of our, actually started out a concern when we were going into the studio, because we kind of had these songs, and some of them, one sounded a little country, kind of like the one we just played, and some of them sounded kind of bluesy, soulful, and some were kind of modern rock. And luckily, when we got everything completed, there is kind of a thread that goes through all of them, but kind of what you're saying is the different songs kind of have found different homes on different stations, which it was a huge surprise for us, and feel very blessed that they have.
We've got Tyler from Crowfield here in the W. Anarin Studios. How about another one for us this morning?
This was kind of a surprise, this next one. When we got to the studio, I had a much different take on it before we recorded it. And once we got into the studio, it kind of turned into what it is now. It started out, it was going to be more of like a somber kind of low-key song. The song's Give, and it kind of turned out, if you've heard it on the album, it's more of kind of like that Saturday Night Live band, and kind of with the horns and kind of that bluesy vibe. So this is one of the big surprises from the studio.
Well, I watched the sun follow the moon. I watched me this world ain't such a beautiful plan. You tell the one you love and hope that they ain't give a damn. Or you keep your mouth shut and you pray to your hands and you hold out. Cause love is what you want when you want somebody. What will you want when you got somebody? Ain't you got, ain't you got, ain't what you got. Love is what you want when you want somebody. What will you want when you got somebody? Give it all up, give it all up, give it all up. Yes, all for you. Well, I watch the sun murder the moon. I watch you. This world ain't such a beautiful place. Oh, you tell you say something is worth the wait. So love is what you want when you want somebody. What will you want when you got somebody? Ain't you got, ain't you got, ain't what you got. Love is what you want when you want somebody. What will you want when you got somebody? Give it all up, give it all up, give it all up. Yes, all for you. What you want when you want somebody. What will you want when you got somebody? You ain't what you got, you ain't what you got, you ain't what you got. Love is what you want when you want somebody. What will you want when you got somebody? You give it all up, you give it all up, you give it all. Love is what you want, baby, yeah. Till it's what you need. You got to hold on, you got to hold on, yeah, yeah. Love is what you want, baby, yeah. Till it's what you need. You got to hold on, you got to hold on, yeah.
WNRN. Tyler from Crowfield is my guest this morning in the WNRN studio, and we're lucky enough to grab an interview with him as they journey back down south, doing some stop-in. Different radio stations have been playing the new album from them. And, well, one thing that just stands out to me, not only in seeing you all perform live and you here in the studio and plus on the album, is your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know, one thing that we talk about in the you know, behind the scenes here at WNRN, and they tease me, which is fine, is that I never really liked the Black Crowes that much, but I really fell in love with Chris Robinson's solo albums.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's anytime they come to town, I got to go see them play. but, I mean, I would say that your voice is, you know, kind of soulful like his. There's a similarity there to a certain degree. And when did you start singing?
Wow. It was very later on. It was actually with the piano player, Joe. He and I lived together as roommates, you know, through college, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior year. And he was a classical pianist, and he was always practicing, and I was always trying to write songs, and I never thought of myself as a singer at that point. I was just writing. And he would always kind of encourage me, come on, let's go, what are you playing? You know, let me hear it. And finally, we would just be, you know, I would show him the songs, and, you know, I had to sing the songs to show him, and he was very instrumental in encouraging me to keep singing the songs. And that wasn't until probably early 2005. And then it kind of took off pretty quick, where I decided, okay, I've kind of mustered up the courage to sing in front of other people, but I think I kind of want to move across the country to practice for a little while. So it was right before we moved to Charleston, I'd really just started singing, you know, out in public.
Well, what is the, you know, I assume that I'm not the only one who's given you positive feedback about your singing.
Yeah. My mom does. She loves it.
Well, that's good. Yay for mom.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things where I think you have a rare voice.
Thank you.
I hope that you continue to take care of it, you know, for yourself and for your continued prosperity as a singer and songwriter. I don't hear voices like that very often.
Thank you.
Kind of talked about you guys moving from Indiana down to Charleston, South Carolina, kind of being found by this manager and creating an album. So what's next for Crowfield?
Wow.
You got a summer's worth of touring
to
do?
Yeah, it's really lining up all the dates for the summer. I'm going to be playing a lot, which is good. That's what you want. Just staying as busy as we can on the road. And like I said, we played in Charleston enough for the first couple of years, so now we're really trying to build up the following, you know, all over the Southeast and all over the East Coast. So that's the next job.
So do you find that it's easy to write while you're doing all that, or do you need to take some time out to do the writing?
Usually what happens is I will kind of start the songs at home when we're there and kind of just let them marinate in my brain for a little while we're driving around, and sometimes I'll figure things out on the road and go back and try them, but we don't have like a bus or anything yet, so it's kind of hard to sit in the van with a bunch of other guys and try to write a song. So usually that's all done at home, you know. But yeah, I kind of work things out while we're going.
So do you find that you get an idea and start writing lyrics, and then the melody will follow, or you have a melody and then lyrics find it? How does your muse speak to you?
Usually it's kind of the lyric and the melody at the same time. I never write like all the chords out to a song and then put words and a melody to it. It's always either just like a tidbit, like just like a little part, like a couple chords, and then the lyrics and the melody will kind of come at the same time. And it's kind of just sounding it out. Like, I feel like there's like a little seed at the beginning of it, you know, and I kind of can tell just like with the first couple, you know, words or lyrics, kind of where I want it to go. And it doesn't always go exactly where I think it's going to go, you know, but usually that's just enough of a seed to keep going with the song.
We've got Tyler from Crowfield in the WNRN studios. How about one more live tune for us this morning?
We do Love Is Hell and the Lonely.
Summer quits before it shows. It's cold outside and no one seems to know. The water's stronger when you're young. The just don't care where the night is going. The lights are on, all our friends are here. Oh, my Joliet, you'd love me if you ever get the letters I wrote you, but I never said that. I could have called you when we could have spoke, but my tongue was tied and my heart was broke. Yeah, my tongue was tied and my heart was broke. Guess love is hell on the lonely. Months have passed and we're still young. We both know what's gone and gone. Reflect the name, our hearts is the sign of fear. So I took those picture frames away, left the broken window stay. Broken hell, at least we can relate. But oh my Joliet, you can love me if you ever can. Letters out of roach, but I never said that. I could have called you when we could have spoke, but my tongue was tied and my heart was broke. Yeah, my tongue was tied and my heart was broke. Guess love is hell on the lonely. He's pretty. Winter came through to haunt this city. It's cold as hell. We're all in slow motion. So I took those picture frames away, left the broken window stay. Broken hell, at least we can relate. Oh my Joliet, you can love me if you ever get the letters out of roach. I never said that. I could have called you when we could have spoke, but my tongue was tied and my heart was broke. Yeah, my tongue was tied and my heart was broke. Love is hell on the
WNRN with Tyler from Crowfield. We're so happy to have him here this morning playing live for you in WNRN studios. And, well, I wish you many happy returns to Charlottesville.
Thank you. I have to say, I get up like usually about 4 hours early for these things and just kind of drive around. And I was listening to the station the whole time and loved it. It's a great station. And if I lived here, it would be on all the time. So,
oh, well, thank you, Tyler.
Very,
what a nice compliment.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're. I hope you find a chance to come back and play live for people more than just Ian and myself.
Absolutely, we'll let you know next time I come back.
Okay.
For sure.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Where can they pick up this new album from you all? Do you have a website that they can go to?
You can get it from the MySpace / Crowfield Music or on iTunes. Either one of those, or you can find us on the road and pick one up from us personally.
Okay. Well, thanks again for coming in. We've had Tyler here on WNRN Studios, and we hope he'll come back.